Another time, another place, and a happy man this morning must be my guest on it today. It's Paul Heatley from Crusaders.
Another time, another place, with Ivan Martin on U105.
Morning, Paul. How goes it?
I'm all good, Ivan, thank you.
And why wouldn't you be? 5 points clear after yesterday's win against Glentoran at the top of the table. You must be chuffed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's always important to be up there, and yeah, we're progressing week in, week out. So yesterday's game was a fantastic win and a very important 3 points.
Yeah, so that means you've beaten Belfast, Big Two, Linfield and Glentoran on successive Saturdays. There's not a lot of teams can just rattle that off.
No, absolutely not. But there's certainly no easy games in the Irish League, as everyone's aware.
Yeah.
And we've had very, very tough fixtures as of late. So it was really important that we came through with all maximum points.
15 unbeaten now in the league. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's certainly down to the manager and the coaching staff and all the players being fully focused and committed here. And we're certainly reaping the rewards at the moment.
Best squad since you came to the club. Would that be a fair comment?
Oh, I think that's absolutely true, yeah. I mean, we certainly have the quality and depth. Yeah, as we saw yesterday, we had Dermot O'Carroll and Stephen O'Flynn come on from the bench, and that just shows the quality of players waiting to get on our team. And when they came on, they did a fantastic job and saw the game for us.
There's not another substitute in the local game who enters the playing pitch with such enthusiasm as Stephen O'Flynn. He can't wait to get on, and he bounces on there. And he got his reward yesterday when you set him up for the third goal, didn't he?
He did indeed. You know, he's very enthusiastic all the time of training, and he's a lively character. You know, he's known by the team as Flynn Dog, and he always says that a running dog's a happy dog, so I'm sure he'll be listening and enjoying that wee comment. But it was a great delight to see him get on and get on the score sheet.
Now, let me take you back a bit, because I've known you now, Heats, for a few years, and you were playing your football at Carrick, and you won a Football Writers Award as a Player of the Month or whatever, and you came up to get it. That was the first time I'd met you.
Yeah.
And you were starting to make some waves. And Stuart Dallas was at Crusaders at the time. He moved across to Brentford. You came in. That was what they say is a career-changing event, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and it's fantastic to see Stuart doing so well, I think, first and foremost. He's certainly progressing in the right way and showing his true class, thankfully. But yeah, you know, it's always tough to come in and, you know, maybe be expected to replicate what Stuart did at Crusaders, but it's been an absolute pleasure so far, and thankfully we're starting to win the trophies that we deserve.
Well, I mean, a tremendous collection of trophies under Stephen Baxter. He celebrated a decade as manager by winning the championship last season. They always say that the hardest thing to do is retain it. But you guys are having a good fist of it. Is it something you talk about in the dressing room? Is it a priority, or do you just get on with it?
Yeah, I'd say we'd certainly talk about it. You know, the manager always tells us that a good team can win a league, but only a great team wins it again.
Yeah.
And I think there's no truer statement. And certainly, you know, on a personal point of view, each player will want to win it for a second time to showcase our talent. But for now, we're just focusing one game at a time and ensuring that we're getting 3 points week in, week out. And thankfully, over the last, you know, 15 games, we've been in outstanding form, and we're certainly improving week in, week out. So I think that's the most important thing for now.
Northern Ireland's success in qualifying for Euro 2016 has been terrific for the game here. And two former Crusaders players in the squad, in Gareth McCauley and Stuart Dallas, who we've just spoken of. Do you look at that as something you would like to achieve, or do you look at it with envy, or what is your view on that?
I think just as a football fan, I think it's fantastic. It's certainly been overdue, and it's very welcoming, you know, in the country. It's a fantastic achievement that the players have done, and as you rightly point out, there's several players from the Irish League that have made that step up, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more in the future. You know, young Gavin White's currently with the youth squad in Ukraine as we speak, so
yeah.
you know, that's a fantastic achievement in its own right, and I'm sure he'll be one for the future for Michael O'Neill to watch. But I'll certainly be a fan rather than a part of it, which I'm happy with.
Well, yeah, you never know. I mean, what age are you now?
No comment, Ivan. I'm 28.
Are you? You're not, are you?
I am indeed, yes.
Gracious me.
I know, I'm getting old.
Well, then, I'm going to have to take back something I said, because you got married last year, didn't you?
Yes, I did indeed, this year.
Earlier this year was about sort of April time, was it?
Yeah, it was indeed, yeah.
And I said, oh, Paul's got married. He's awful young to be taking on all that responsibility. I thought you were still much younger than that. You're very fresh looking for 28, my boy. All that training's working out.
It is indeed. I took a few years out when I was younger, and maybe that's had its effect, which is good. But hopefully that's the case when I'm 40 or 50.
Well, before I ask you about the tune you've chosen, you seem to be enjoying yourself at the minute. Is that fair?
Absolutely. You know, there's no better place to be at the moment than Crusaders. We're starting to be involved in Europe, you know, year in, year out. And in the last 2 years, we've managed to get through into the next qualifying round, which is an amazing achievement for any Irish League club. So, you know, we'll certainly be striving to win the league again and get back into the Champions League for the summertime and see what we're able to do then.
Yeah. I mean, the term family club is much overused, but it fits Crusaders perfectly, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. You know, that, you know, something the manager doesn't even need to enforce, but he emphasises it very well. You know, anyone new into the club is certainly looked after and treated as one of our own.
Yeah.
And we are a fantastic, wee, close-knit family at the moment. And all the boys are loving, you know, the players around them. And we're fantastic with each other off the pitch as well, Don.
Well, that brings us to the tune you've chosen. What is it and why have you chosen it?
Well, this is a wee one for obviously all the Crusaders team. We every year tend to have a long trip from the airport to whatever hotel we're staying in our European adventures. So this is one we like to sing, and that's Benny King, Stand By Me.
So you boys sing this on the bus, do you?
We sing it spectacularly.
Spectacularly. Well, tell me, who are the really good chanters in the team, and who are the boys who just make up the numbers?
I think there's only one person who orchestrates it, and that's certainly our number one goalkeeper, Sean O'Neill. So a massive shout out to him, of course. And I think the rest of us try and just keep up with him.
Well, Sean's having a good weekend because he was outstanding yesterday, I have to say this. Paul, I've watched your career with interest since back in the days at Brantwood and then on to Carrick, and now all the success at Crusaders. Lovely to have you on the programme this morning. And we'll all enjoy Benny King with the mental image of the Crusaders squad singing it on the bus. Continued success and thanks. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Ivan. Cheers.
Bye-bye.